Cape Talk. International correspondent.
Good morning, Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. How are you doing this morning?
I am exceptionally well, Aaron Gila. How are you?
Oh my, what has all of a sudden happened? It's been sicknesses and it's been cold, and today it's exceptionally well.
No, it's just I'm focusing on positive attitude. Yeah, you know, you can control your mindset.
That's it. Positive vibes. All right. Not a problem at all. Now, it's a story that's huge on our side, where there's even Standard Bank now has been mentioned, even though it doesn't mean that they are guilty, though. But the European Union is looking at blacklisting tax havens in the wake of the released Paradise Papers.
Yeah, Paradise Papers. Interesting name. I kind of think it sounds like a song.
It sounds like a song, right?
I know. And it just promises, you know, well, paradise and, you know, beautiful blue water and, well, okay, which, you know, we know that a lot of these tax havens are located in, paradise-type places. But, yeah, it's opened up yet another, well, the proverbial can of worms, hasn't it? And it's interesting because the EU was already looking to finalize a decision with regards to blacklisting tax havens, and that was prompted by the release of the Panama Papers. So they were looking at finalizing a decision by the end of this year. And now, in the wake of, you know, these Paradise Papers being released, the issue is being brought forward. So, in fact, today, Abs, it's the monthly meeting of the EU finance ministers in Brussels, and it's on the agenda. They're going to be looking at what defines a tax haven, because also, too, that varies between the member states. And, you know, this whole European Union, everyone has, you know, the same kind of rules and such. There's also been a bit of controversy because a couple of the EU states are more tax-friendly, in inverted commas, than others. But basically, they've got to agree and publish a list on tax havens. That's what the EU tax commissioner told reporters. A credible list and adequate sanctions, if these lists are breached. And it's going to be interesting to see what they actually come up with, and also how they're going to be able to control and affect, such a list. So sanctions seem to be that's kind of the term, Abs. You do something wrong and we'll sanction, yeah.
I know it's wrong, but, you know, these things, I mean, they never happen to me. You know, I wouldn't mind being part of a company that's cool, that has paradise, you know, papers involved. It just sounds like, I know it's corrupt. I know it's corruption. And I should be saying it. But I mean, there's money out there, Katie. And it always fascinates me at how these guys continue to find ways to hide it. It's mind-blowing. Nonetheless, let's move over to Germany. The discussion over refugees, what's the latest there?
Well, as it was, way back in September, way back on the 24th, that, you know, they had their elections. And it was Angela Merkel's, you know, CDU that was re-elected, albeit with a decreased majority. So they haven't yet managed to form a coalition. She's been in coalition talks with two other parties, the Liberal Free Democrats and the Greens. There are plenty of things that they've not been able to agree with. Or, you know, there are issues and policies that divide the three. But the sticking point, refugees, migration. And it's not just about allowing new refugees into the country, but it's also about sending those back who haven't qualified for asylum. And even more importantly to some, setting a formal cap on the members of family that can be reunited. Because you'd well imagine if one person manages of a family to get asylum, you know, they're usually allowed to then bring in, you know, the rest of the family. So they can't agree on this, and they need to, because if they don't, one could be looking at another election, which they obviously do not want.
Mm-hmm. And then I wonder, though, if I'm going to pronounce this right. The first Tiramisu World Cup. Is that right?
Oh.
What is that?
Oh, yes. You pronounce that so beautifully. Well, look, it's a classic Italian dessert. And it's just become a favorite, you know, sort of all over the world. I mean, here in Hungary, I mean, as I've got to tell you, the people here, or this whole country's got a sweet tooth. Okay, I think I mentioned before, I have never seen so many cake shops and dessert places and whatever. But tiramisu is on virtually every menu here. And you're looking at menus from the 24-hour shawarma joint to, you know, upscale restaurants. And it's obviously not just here, it's popular, but it's an Italian treasure. And the city of Treviso has just played host to the first Tiramisu World Cup. You have to have a World Cup and everything. And it was won by a 28-year-old. He works in an eyewear factory but wants to go into you know, pastry making and desserts and such. But it's also had its own controversy. And, you know, we've seen this happen before with foods and wines and, you know, between South Africa and France. And anyway, essentially, the controversy has been over where does tiramisu actually originate from. Don't need to go into details as to the areas, but yeah, they haven't yet decided on that. But I mean, it's the most delicious dessert. It really is. And it means pick me up in Italian.
Mm. It means so, pick me up. So, you know, tiramisu.
Yeah.
Tiramisu, I meant to say. Tiramisu. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Katie, though, you know, the more I chat to you and I chat to Jean-Jacques and the more you chat to many listeners at Cape Talk, the more you realize, and I've said it before, though, that I really do need to travel. Haven't had the opportunity to, but certainly it's something that I'm really looking forward to, listening to all of these traditions happening all around the world, the different dishes that you can get. I'm so looking forward to them.
No, you have to. And the thing is, in this day and age, yeah, you can Google. There are so many ways to travel without, you know, taking a 10th mortgage on wherever you're living. Yeah.
Agreed with you. KG, thank you so much for joining us on the show once again. Let's do this again on Thursday.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Chat then, Abs.
Cheers. Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary, joining us in conversation. To you listening.